This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
It's the dictionary. 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 It's the
dictionary.
Dictionary.
Hello, 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 word nerds. This is the dictionary. This is episode G3. I don't need to say that. It says it in the title. My name is Spencer. This is the dictionary. This is the podcast where I am reading the dictionary and I'm just telling you all about it in the way that my brain likes to do, which can be just kind of whatever. It's just the whatever podcast. All right, let's get into the words. The first word is gadolinium. Gadolinium, gadolinium. This is my song about gadolinium. G-A-D-O-L-I-N-I-U-M. It is a noun from 1886. This is a magnetic metallic element of the rare earth group occurring in combination in gadolinite, one of those, and several other minerals. And it says to see the element table. And yes, we had, scratch that. Hold on. I was supposed to do that other word first. You're getting a sneak peek into my brain. I had a little mark, and it looks like I crossed it off. So, we are actually starting with, gadolinite. There we go. See, now you're like, now I have context of what this is a little bit. Gadolinite, G-A-D-O-L-I-N-I-T-E. It is a noun, and it is from 1802. It is a black or brown mineral that is a source of rare earths and consists of a silicate, especially of iron, beryllium, yttrium, cerium, and erbium. All of those. And so it's a mineral, so it has visuals. You can look at this thing real good. And I'm going to type in to my computer machine, gadolinite. Yeah, these have a very sort of dark and spooky look. Some of them have like a dark red blood bronze sort of color. Some are greenish or yellowish. Yes. Oh, yes. It's very scary. It's scary? This is from, the German Gadolinit from Johann Gadolin, who was a Finnish chemist who died in 1852. So they were the ones, the person who got to name it, I guess. And then that, of course, leads us to the next word that I already talked about, but we're going to do it again real fast. But I have to make a sound effect. What sort of sound effect shall I make? I shall go bladoo! Okay, I'm just going to reread it just so we have context. Gadolinium, Noun from 1886, a magnetic metallic element of the rare earth group occurring in combination in gadolinite and several other minerals. See the element table. And so where is gadolinium on the periodic table? I just want to look at the periodic table. Well, it's number 64. I see this thing, and that is very helpful, kind of. And if you want to have a visual of where it is on the table, I shall tell you. I gotta look at this thing. It is, there's two extra rows at the bottom because they couldn't fit them in to make it all nice. And so it's in the top of those two rows, and it's dead center, right in the middle. GD stands for God? No, stands for gadolinium. Yes, also named after Johann Gadolin. All right, it is sound effect time, and I shall go. What was it? It was like a bladoo. Next is gadroon. G-A-D-R-O-O-N. Noun from circa 1724. This is number one, the ornamental notching or carving of a rounded molding, the gadroon. The ornamental notching or carving of a rounded molding. So if you're like molding, you know, the molding where the wall meets the ceiling, or maybe on a banister or lots of other things are molded and we call them molding. So it's the notching or the carving of that is the gadroon. Number two is a short, often oval fluting or reading used in decoration. And I feel like I definitely need a visual of this thing so I can understand it better. Oh, not gadroon. Yes, gadroon. That is what I meant. Okay, so yes, here is some sort of molding, maybe the top of a banister where you grab the thing, or this looks like maybe at the top of a building. There's some ovals. Decorative molding typically consisting of a series of convex, rounded, and sometimes alternating concave and convex fluting or reading. Common ornamental motif used to decorate edges and surfaces on a variety of objects, especially in metalwork, like silverware and on furniture. Oh yes, I have seen this on the edges of the silverware. Just when it goes down the handle, maybe all you see all those little ovals. That's gadroon. I shall mention that the next time I'm at a fancy dinner, and I say, "Would look at this gadroon! It's so lovely and beautiful. Don't you appreciate the gadroon?" Well, we're eating our pheasant. No, we would never do that. Gadroon is also a transitive verb, and gadrooning is a noun. This is from the French gaudron, which means round plate, P-L-A-I-T, or also just it means gadroon. Wow. Wowee. Bladoo! Next is gadwall. G-A-D-W-A-L-L. Noun from 1666. A gadwall? It is a grayish-brown, medium-sized dabbling duck. Is dabbling a scientific term of how to describe a duck? I don't remember the word dabbling. The species name is Anas strepera. Anas strepera. And it says that the origin of this word is unknown, so nobody knows why we started calling this duck a gadwall. I looked up a picture just now, and it looks like a duck. Wow. It's a duck. It looks like a kind of fluffy, softy duck. The head looks very rounded, and it is a gadwall. It's a dabbling duck. What is dabbling? Okay, that is a gadwall. Was there anything else? I don't think so. It's grayish brown. That's important to know. Blah, blah. Next is gadzookery. Gadzookery? Noun from 1955. This is British. It is the use of archaisms or archaisms as in a historical novel. So you are using archaisms in a historical novel, and the use of that is gadzookery. And of course, because I am not always the smartest, I need to look up what a archaism is, or archaism. A thing that is very old or old-fashioned. Yeah, archaic. Is it archaic? Then it's a thing. It's an archaism. A word or style of language or art, the use or conscious imitation of very old or old-fashioned styles or features in language or art. So, if you're using real old stuff in your old thing, then those are archaisms, but that is also then all that is gadzookery. Why is it called gadzookery? Well, maybe this next word will help us. Bradoo! We have gadzooks. Gadzooks! It's an interjection often capitalized from 1694. It is archaic, so you can't use it anymore. It just means used as a mild oath. So is it because gadzooks is an old word? Then when you're using gadzookery, you're using archaisms, old things, then that's gadzookery because it's old, but I'm not so sure about that. There is some etymology for gadzooks. I can't not think of Jason Mantzoukas. Jason Gadzoukas. So this is perhaps from the phrase God's hooks, which is the nails of the crucifixion. Oh, wow. God's hooks, gadzooks. So God put his hooks into Jesus when they put him up on the crucifix. And that's called gadzooks. And then people were like, oh my gosh, gadzooks, God's hooks. Huh. I don't know. If you have any more information about this gadzookery as well, I would like to know. But it's just old stuff. That's what it is. It's just old. All right. Next. We have Gia. Now, maybe some people want to say Gia or Gaia, Gaia. But it is officially pronounced Gia, spelled with a capital G-A-E-A. I think we will see Gaia later, G-A-I-A. That might be in the next episode. Yes, but this is Gia. It is a noun from 1833. It is the Greek earth goddess and mother of the Titans. Mother of the Titans, the Greek earth goddess. The Greek people were like, Earth is a goddess, a woman, she's great, named Gia. But I do believe that Gaia is going to be very similar. Yep. It's a much longer definition, though. What else to say? It's just from the Greek word Gaia, G-A-I-A. So that's kind of interesting. Makes sense, though. And yeah, I guess we'll talk more about Gia or Gaia in the next episode when we get to the other spelling of the word. Thank you, Gia, for trying to kick us out. You're like, some of you really suck. You gotta go. I'm gonna send you some hurricanes and earthquakes and stuff. Sorry, you know, maybe it's affecting people who don't need to get out of here, but that's just kind of the way Earth works. Okay, next. Gale. I think that is how this one is pronounced. Gale, capital G-A-E-L. It is a noun from 1753. Number one, a Scottish Highlander is a Gael. Number two, a Celtic, especially Gaelic-speaking inhabitant of Ireland, Scotland, or the Isle of Man. So the person living there speaking Celtic is a Gael. Oh, sorry. They are a Celtic. They're speaking Gaelic. That makes much more sense. Gaeldom is a noun. And this is a Scottish Gaelic word. I don't know how to pronounce this. Do I need to start doing Gaelic on Duolingo? No, I'm trying to get back into French. I think I need to start back at the beginning of French because I don't have a good handle on that language. The Scottish Gaelic words are Gaedhil And then there's the Irish word gaedhil. I'm so sorry. I apologize profusely that I don't know how to pronounce your words. Maybe some Irish and Scottish people don't even know how to pronounce those words. Gael. So that leads us right smack dab into Gaelic. G-A-E-L-I-C. I guess you could also say Gallic or Gallic. This is an adjective from 1741, number one, of or relating to the Gaels, and especially the Celtic Highlanders of Scotland. And no, that word is not the Celtics. That's the basketball team. This is Celtic. The Highlanders of Scotland and the Gaels, all those people and all those places that we were talking about, if it's relating to them, it's Gaelic, because they're the Gaels. Number two, of relating to or constituting the Goidelic speech of the Celts in Ireland, the Isle of Man, and the Scottish Highlands. Now, Goidelic, I'm just going to jump over to that word to see if I'm pronouncing that right, but that's kind of what it looks like. But yeah, that's a word that I am not familiar with. Here it is. Goidelic. That's how it's pronounced. Another good related word that we just learned. Gaelic is also a noun. This is from the Scottish Gaelic, Gaelhig, the Scottish Gaelic language, spelled G-A-I-D-H-L-I-G, Gaelhig. Also from Gaedhil, I think that's the Irish one, which means Gael. So yes, now it doesn't say anything about the language. It doesn't say Gaelic is the language that they speak, which is a little bit weird because the previous word said that they were Gaelic speaking, but I guess it's enough. Okay. Let's see. And then also it's the Goidelic speech. So that's another languagey thing. So much fascinating stuff. And it's a weird language. It's beautiful and strange, and some of the letters are not pronounced how I think they should be, so it's pretty cool. Blah-ow! Next is Gaeltacht. Gaeltacht. So the still with a capital G spelled the same, that section is the same, and then we have T-A-C-H-T. Gaeltacht. Noun from 1929. This is any of the Irish-speaking regions remaining in Ireland. So are there regions in Ireland that are not Irish-speaking? And what exactly is Irish? How is it different from English and Gaelic? Because I think that they speak both. Is it a combination of those? Is it more like Gaelic, more like English? What is Irish? What is Irish? This is the question that scientists have been asking for many, many years. What is Irish? Gaeltacht. So it's those regions are Gaeltacht. So this is an Irish word from Gael. It's a variation, spelling variation of Gaedhil, which means Irishman or Gael. Okay, Gaeltacht. Fascinating. All you Irish people out there, I'm speaking your language. I mean, not literally, but I'm talking about you. And also, maybe, you know, the Scottish people, the Isle of Man people, they're connected to this as well. Okay, now we're going to move on to Bladow! Gaff, G-A-F-F. This is the first form. It is a noun from circa 1656. Number one, a spear or spear.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Head. For taking fish or turtles, is that really the right word that we want to use there? A spear or spearhead for taking fish or turtles. Oh, I don't know. Maybe you could have said for stabbing fish or turtles. Okay, that's called a gaff. 1B is a handheld hook for holding or lifting heavy fish. You need, so it's just a big old hook that you grab on. Maybe there's some sort of a bar across so you can get your fingers around it, or hook a circle or something. I don't know. You hold on to this big hook, and then you're like, oh, this fish is too heavy. I stabbed it with my gaff, but I need to pick it up. So then you hook it, you lift it up, and this is not something that I will ever do. But yeah, gaff. Okay, but now we got more sub-definitions. Number 1C, a metal spur for a gamecock. A gamecock? What is this again? I mean, I guess we'll learn about it eventually in the G's, but I need a little remember. I mean, I know that there's the shuttlecock, which is in badminton. Here, what kind of bird is a gamecock? I thought it might be. Yes, it's a type of rooster. But a metal spur? What? Why are you putting a metal spur? What is this? Do I need to look up now? Metal spur? This feels. I feel like there's something else. There's got to be. Oh, a metal spur hooked to the leg of a gamecock. It's for the historical sport of cockfighting. Yep, that makes sense. So they're putting on metal spurs so they'll attack the other bird and murder it. And that's called a gaff, I guess? Okay. People are terrible. 1D is a butcher's hook. All right, so this gaff thing, it's just a hook. There's the butcher's hook. There's the hook, the spur that you put onto the bird's leg, probably. It's the hook for picking up the fish. It's the thing that you stab the fish with. And what else? 1E, a climbing iron or its steel point used by a telephone lineman. So they use those hooks. Maybe back in the day, they used those hooks to climb up the telephone poles so they can get up there. They use a gaff. Number 2. The spar on which the head of a fore and aft sail is extended. Something about sailing and boats, don't understand that. Number 3, the synonym is gaff with an E at the end, which will be in this episode. So, looking at the etymology, it says it's from the French gaff, which has the E, from the Occitan word gaff, which just has one F, and that's all it says. So, largely, it's a hook, a metal hook. Okay, but now we have more gaff words. Bla-dow! The second form of gaff is a transitive verb from 1844. Number 1, to strike or secure with a gaff. So you are striking a fish or a turtle or something, or hooking it with the gaff, so you're gaffing the fish. Hey, everybody, let's go gaffing fishes today. They love it when the hooks penetrate their skin and they bleed all over the place. That's their favorite thing to do. Number 2, to fit with a gaff. And the thing that you are fitting with a gaff is a gamecock. It's a cock, a bird, a rooster, used for games, for the human's pleasure. The cocks don't like this. They don't want to be attacking other birds. But they've been bred and trained to do this, so they're very pissed off. They don't like it one bit, I don't think. Bla-dow! The fourth form. The third form of gaff. I skipped it. This is a noun from 1812. It is British. It's a cheap theater or music hall. Now, the origin of this is unknown, so if any of you British people would like to tell me why... Do you use this word? Do you use this word at all? And why? Why is a gaff a cheap theater or music hall? We're going to the gaff tonight to see a real crappy band. And it's all gross, and they don't clean up the floor, and the sound is terrible. But we like this band. It's our parents. We gotta go support them. Bla-dow! Now we have the fourth form of gaff. It is a noun from 1896, number 1A, something painful or difficult to bear. The synonym is ordeal. This is usually used in the phrase, stand the gaff. I've never heard of that phrase, I don't think. Also, especially, Persistent raillery or criticism. Oh, somebody's persistently you're criticizing something over and over and over again. So that's gaffing? But it's a noun. So the criticism coming to you would be the gaff. And then you are standing the gaff because you're receiving all of this crappy stuff to you. But it's painful. It's difficult to bear. You don't want you don't want somebody to be throwing all these negative things at you. You're going through an ordeal. You're going through a gaff. It's as if somebody has stuck a hook in your throat and it doesn't feel good. 1B, rough treatment. The synonym is abuse. I think this could have come from the hook, possibly. I'm not sure. Number 2A, the synonyms are hoax and fraud. And 2B, the synonyms are gimmick and trick. So, I don't know. I guess I see a little bit of a connection with the previous one, the ordeal, the thing. If you're being hoaxed or frauded or somebody's playing a trick or a gimmick on you, then maybe that's a little bit of an ordeal. A gaff. I'm going to put a gaff on him. Blah-dow! The fifth form of gaff is a... Oh, I didn't say the origin of that one was unknown, so we don't really know. So, the fifth form of gaff is a transitive verb from 1933. Number one, the synonyms... Oh, it looks similar. Deceive and trick. So, this is the verb version of that previous one. Also, the synonym... Fleece. Number two, to fix for the purpose of cheating, as in the example, gaff the dice. We're going to play a little trick with these dice. Go ahead and gaff them. Go gaff the dice. You want me to put a metal spur on the dice? No, I want you to do something so I get the roll that I want every time. Maybe you're putting a little extra weight inside. So we can do a fleece? Gaff. Okay, well, let's keep going. Okay, so those are all the gaff words about tricking and ordeals and hooks, stabbing things, and we shall now move on to bladoo! Gaff again. This is the one with the E at the end. Noun from 1909. Number one. A social or diplomatic blunder. Have we ever seen anybody do one of those? A social or diplomatic blunder? Well, I do lots of social blunders. I'm gaffing all the time. Yes, I do remember hearing this word used for maybe certain politicians. Ah, oh, they gaffed. Maybe when, who was that guy who misspelled potato and other silly things? He got a lot of crap. Maybe he didn't deserve all that crap. I don't know. Number two, a noticeable mistake. Spencer is full of gaffes. I mean, that's a good way to describe me. I'm a gaffer. I'm a gaffer. This is from the French gaffe or gaffe, spelled with an E or without the E. But what does that word mean exactly? Should we just go to the translate? I mean, it's probably just like mistake or something like that. Gotta scroll down to French, and we're gonna type in gaffe with an E, blunder. That's what it is. Now, how do they pronounce it? Let's turn up the volume here and listen to the robot voice pronounce this word in French.
Gaffe.
Gaffe. Yep. That's about what I thought. Okay, next is bladoo, gaffer. It is a noun from 1589. Number one, an old man. It says, compare to the word gammer, G-A-M-M-E-R. So is that, maybe that's an old woman, a gammer, because we have grandma with an M and grandmother, I should say, and then grandfather with an F is a gaffer. So gaffer, gammer, now it's all making sense because I've heard in, was it Lord of the Rings? Samwise Gamgee mentions my old gaffer. So I guess he's probably talking about his dad, his old man. Now I think I'm going to start calling my parents gaffer and gammer. who are the ones who are using this? And I think we need to spread this around the world. This seems British, but I think us Americans maybe can start using these terms a little bit more. Don't you think? Start calling your grandparents gaffers and gammers. Or maybe your parents, depending on your age. Okay, number two, this is British. 2A, the synonyms are foreman and overseer. So the one who's just managing the people, making sure they're doing their job. Maybe it's at a construction site or something. Maybe if they're the overseer of the situation, then maybe they're on the older side. They've been around a while, and so they have the experience. And maybe they're so old, they can't really do the work, but they can tell people how to do the work, what to do, where to do, when to do, all those things. So maybe they're an old man or something, and so they're called a gaffer. Number 2B, the synonym is employer. Pretty similar idea. Number 3, a head glassblower. So this is the glassblower who's been around a while. Why we're calling glass blowing out specifically, that I don't know. But they are overseeing all the other glass blowers and saying, let me show you how it's done by this old gaffer. I'm going to blow this glass so good you're not going to believe what hit ya. Hopefully it's not glass. Hopefully I don't break it. Number 4, a lighting electrician on a motion picture or television set. I have heard of this one. Definitely the gaffer is the one who comes in and is like, okay, these are where all of the lights and electricity is going to go, and this is how you're going to do it, and maybe I'll do some work too if you're lucky, but I've got the experience because I'm an old man. I'm a gaffer. Someday you can call me a gaffer. Not for a long, long time. Let's see. It seems like for the glass blower, the lighting electrician or motion picture, they're like the top level person in that world. And so, you know, I think that just it's old man. I think that's just what it is. It does say this is an alternative of godfather. Godfather, gaffer. This shortened it up a little bit, maybe. Okay, let's move on to our last word for this episode. Bow! It is gaff topsail. Gaff topsail. Gaff hyphen topsail. It is a noun from 1794. Now, we did have gaff and a sailing word, a sailing definition. This one. The spar on which the head of a fore and aft sail is extended. So now maybe this will be related to that. This is the gaff topsail. Is a usually triangular topsail with its foot extended upon the gaff. And it says to see the sail illustration. Well, we're not going to go look at that, but I can just look up a picture of a gaff topsail. And so this is a type of sail. It's the triangular sail, I guess, at the top of the thing. And here's a picture that calls out all the different things. Now, this is a very complicated sailing boat. This has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 sails. I can see 6 sails. And they all have their own name. And they're all different shapes. The one in the front is very, like a long stretched out triangle, and it's a jib. And then there's right behind that one is the stay sail. And that's another kind of triangle. And then there's the foresail in the middle. And that one looks like it might have 4 sides. And then behind that is the big one, the mainsail. Hoist the mainsail, sailors. That one also has 4 sides in a weird shape. And then up in the middle, the top, above the foresail kind of, there's the fisherman. Ah, we have a sail called the fisherman. And that also looks like it has 4 sides, a funky shape again. And then away, a little bit above, but to the side of that one, between the fisherman and the mainsail, right up there in the top, a triangle, is the gaff topsail. So these all have uses. It's this combination of 6 sails, moving them around, rotating, raising, lowering, all these things to make the boat go in the direction you want it to go, and faster and slower, and it's so complicated. It hurts my brain. I don't think I shall ever be sailing, especially not with that many sails. Okay, so that's the gaff topsail, and that is all of the words. I guess I got to pick a word of the episode, don't I? Oh, which one am I going to pick? I think because I like the word. I like the word. There's some good words in here, some good things. But I shall pick gadzookery as the word of the episode because it's a great word to say. Gadzookery, gadzookery. Look at all these old things I'm using. It's gadzookery. Fantastic. That was wonderful. And now I should tell you, I got to tell you about another movie that I watched because this is some very important business to attend to. I don't know if I'm ever going to catch up on this list, but we'll see. The next movie was Thursday Murder Club. This we watched on Netflix. It might have gone straight to Netflix. And it was some people in an old folks home who were solving a mystery. They get together on Thursdays to look at old cases, and they each have their sort of specialty where they came from. They're all retired now. And then the new person comes in. A new person comes into the old folks' home right at the beginning of the movie, and she joins them, and she has some experience that maybe they didn't have. So yeah, it's just a lighthearted, fun movie about solving crimes with old people. Because old people are pretty great, and we don't really think that they can still do what they were doing, but of course they can. Why would we ever think not? And also, it's got a great cast. A fantastic cast. A fantastic task. All right, that's going to be the end of this episode. Thank you so much for checking out this show, watching or listening to me yammer on about words in alphabetical order so slowly. The slowest of the slow. It's like molasses. This is the most molasses-y podcast. Until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.